is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Luther.
Luther joining us here for the first time tonight. I don't know how much you want to tell our audience about yourself, Luther.
I don't want to tell anything about myself. I'm a man of mystery.
All right. Fair enough. It's Christmas Day edition. Of course, you're not that mysterious to the people that are watching the webcam right now at cam.freetalklive.com. But we're here, Christmas Day edition of the show, and you, as always, are invited to take control of the airwaves. Big thanks to, I think it's Matt over at GCN, who came in special tonight just to run our show over on the network side. And I forgot to give thanks to Donovan last night, who came over, again, special. We have to bribe them to come out on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But to me, it's worth it because it keeps the live programming coming to you, the listener, because I know that people are still out there, even on a day like this, still driving around, still enjoying themselves and listening to the radio. So here we are. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, we will take your calls about whatever you want. In fact, coming up here, maybe we'll just open with one. I've been trying to catch up on the soapbox, the Free Talk Live soapbox, which allows listeners to call in at times other than when we're on the air and leave up to a 3-minute long message. The shorter the message, the more likely it is to get on, just because shorter might be a little better, a little more entertaining. But nonetheless, if it's worth putting on the air, we'll put it on. And so I've been slacking. I've been trying to catch up over the past couple days. The soapbox number is 603-722-0AMP, 603-722-0267, and it's right there on the front page of freetalklive.com, so anytime you need to get it, you can just go to freetalklive.com and dial it up. Leave a message, you can rant, you can ask a question, and so let's start with, I actually had a couple women-related ones that I thought would be best saved for a night where Julia was on the show, but honestly, I didn't prepare them, so I will get those prepared during the show. Meantime, Julia, we actually had a question come up that I thought would be a good one to throw out to you, because you're the only lady on the show, and it was kind of this old question of the liberty movement in general, and why it is that women just aren't involved. And I figured that it was fine for Wayne and I to sit and try to answer it, but it makes more sense to have a lady chime in on that particular issue. So what do you think the reason is?
I have no idea. I know stereotypically that women just aren't usually as interested in politics. Most women aren't as interested in politics as men.
Is that true?
I believe the numbers support that.
That's been my experience as well. They just seem to be apathetic towards it.
I just think more women are apathetic, and I really hate to say this, but just judging by most women I know, women are a lot more concerned with looking pretty and watching TV shows than anything intelligent. I'm not saying there aren't intelligent women out there, and the ones that are intelligent tend to be involved in this.
Nor that politics is particularly intelligent.
No, but it just tends to be my experience that girls like very stereotypical activities like putting on makeup and getting dressed up.
Let me run by you what we were speculating on and see what you think of this as well. Number one, the suggestion has been in the past that women are more attuned to the idea of, because of their nature of having babies, wanting to be protected or wanting to feel safe, and so therefore that those who are interested in such things as issues and that kind of thing would be more inclined to support the state because it's kind of a big nanny. Do you think there's a factor there?
It's certainly possible, sure. I mean, it's hard for me to say because I don't come from that mommy. I don't have that feeling at all. I don't like children. I don't have any sort of motherly instinct in that way at all. But I can tell you that I know girls that when they have babies, for some reason, they all of a sudden think that they're the smartest people in the whole world and they know everything. So
you'll understand when you have children, Julie.
I hate when people say that.
Well, maybe that's kind of what got it started. And then the other part I speculated on was that, so you've got various different reasons why women may not have been involved in the first place. And so the movement, the liberty movement in general, tends to heavily lean towards being male dominated. And so perhaps it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy also to some extent, in that if a woman comes up to some sort of liberty-oriented meeting of or gathering of some sort, sees that there are no other women there, that they may not want to come back as a result of that. Do you think it could be self-fulfilling? And
I would say that's probably true for some women. For me, it's a bonus. I hate women.
You don't
so
like women.
When
right.
I see a place that doesn't have a lot of women, I am happy.
Well, I figured that would be your response to that one, but some women do like women, and
I mean,
not having other women around.
I think that a lot of women are, I mean, not, like, when you're a little girl, you're just sort of raised to do these things that are girly. I can remember being told by, it might have been my cousin when I was like 4 years old, that I should only like the color pink because pink is a girl color. And when you get Christmas presents as a young girl, you get makeup, you get dresses, you get dress up things.
That's how it's supposed
to
be.
And I think that you're just sort of, a lot of girls are really shaped to be, you know, like, this is what you should care about. This is what women care about.
Should be in the kitchen and that sort of thing.
Right. And which is funny because I actually like being in the kitchen.
Speaking of which, I think there's something on the stove that you should go take a look at.
So, okay, all right. So then our speculation was somewhat accurate, and I think you added to that a little bit. Now, we haven't actually heard from any other ladies out there and would love
I'm
to have
sure
them.
I'm going
to
get a lot of crap for that.
Well, for what?
Because I'm a female chauvinist.
Meaning?
I mean, a male, wait, no, a female.
You're a female misogynist, you
That's
mean?
What I meant.
Okay.
A female who doesn't like women.
Yeah, which all women
Can you be a misogynist and be a woman?
Yes.
I guess
I
so.
I think so.
Okay.
I would call myself a misogynist, which I'm kind of kidding in this. I actually hate a lot of guys, too.
You just hate it.
There go all your fans.
No. It just is bothersome to me. Like, I can get along with some of the girls I work with, but I, in my experience, getting close to females from as a female is just not a good idea. It always results in badness, and girls just are a lot more competitive when it comes to fighting over men, and they are a lot more...
Guys are pretty competitive. I mean, yeah. Guys typically will fight. I mean, physically fight.
Girls will be a little more passive aggressive about it. And a lot of times, I used to see this with my ex. You know, she would talk about how much she just hated this one particular girl, you know, all the time. And then as soon as they were together, oh, hi, honey.
Uh-huh.
How you doing? Oh, how's everything?
Yeah.
You know,
girls
real
are,
buddy buddy.
In my experience, most girls just tend to be really fake.
Whereas the guys are just, they're at odds from the beginning and they don't have any kind of... sheen over top of that is what you're saying.
Right. It's just obvious. I mean, girls, yeah, they're very fake in that way. And I just, I see.
Do you think other girls like girls?
Well, in my experience.
Or is it all faking?
Other girls say they don't like girls. Like, it's a really popular girl thing.
They say they don't like girls?
Yeah, it's a very popular girl thing to say, I hate girls. Like, which
okay.
is, but I really hate girls, and most girls that say that have a ton of friends that are girls.
But are they actually friends with those girls, or are they just waiting for an opportunity to stab them in the back? I mean, are you cynical about that?
Both. Yeah. They love each other.
Yeah, I noticed that a lot, too. Like, a girl will meet a girl for the first time, and they'll just have a feeling about it. You know, oh, I just don't like her. I don't know what it is.
Women's intuition.
Yep. Exactly.
Toll-free number here is 800.
I get that all the time, and I'm usually right.
I get the intuition.
Yeah.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Talking about women at this point here. And,
ladies.
Relationships. You're welcome to chime in. It is the Christmas Day edition of the program. And I want to get to, there's actually, I think, what is a fairly misogynistic call that we got on the soapbox line. So I do want to get to that here, but would rather take your calls live at 800-259-9231. Plus, we got all kinds of other stuff to talk about. Earlier this week, there was an issue in the news about some atheist who was very upset. Military veteran atheist, very upset about a star, I think, appearing at the top of a Christmas tree, a government Christmas tree, and an angel. And so he raised a stink about it, and they pulled it down. And Josh and I were talking about it last night, and it was hard for both of us to get really riled up. But at the same time, I also understood where the guy was coming from, in that you know, if you've got this government that claims to have a separation of church and state, maybe they should actually make it look like there's a separation of church and state. And I said that the other way to deal with this issue of having people being offended by one religion's icons being promoted over another is to allow all the different religions to have their own little display on the government property. And so we've actually got an issue that has sprung up out of that particular approach. We'll take a look at the details on that as well and take your calls about anything. Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and survivalistseeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the Christmas Day edition of the program. We're here taking your calls live. If you make them, you can dial in, talk about anything at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. and those features include updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just head over to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Now, today, businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rate of consumers who failed to pay their bills. And you may believe this debt only affects those industries and businesses. However, when people don't pay their bills, all consumers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So if you have or know of any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no-obligation, no-cost proposal. SACL CAI repositions companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. All right, so we continue here. We started the show out talking about women. I'd mentioned that I had a soapbox call that was fairly misogynistic, and he really, in his call, he doesn't really make points that are too different from what we were just saying, but he just sounds more misogynistic. Well, maybe not as much as you, Julia. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I'm mostly kidding.
Oh, you're kidding?
Mostly.
What percent would you say?
Like 80% kidding. Like, so I'm really not.
You're kidding when you say you hate women?
Yeah, kind of. It's complicated.
All right, let's just play this call and see what your reaction is to this. And you, of course, you guys are welcome to call in and bring up anything, comment on this, or anything goes at 800-259-9231. This is from the soapbox.
This is Brainwashed, and I have had an epiphany just a minute ago, and I thought, you know, I don't want to sound like an asshole by saying this, but I think one of the problems that the system has created is women, and I think it's derived.
I don't
by
think the system created women, but okay.
I don't know if he's being too clear in what he's saying there, but let's continue.
Derived by their being protected and how they. You know, if you look at any species on the planet, the female is very protective of its spawn or whatever you call it, babies.
Babies.
Kin. And therefore, you know, you have these, you know, soccer moms out there and these.
Don't be too blazed before you call in the soapbox or Julia will laugh at you.
These chicks out there who are abiding by the, because they're looking for something to save them. They're looking for authority to stand in and to protect them. And when they don't have that in a man, they look for that somewhere else. And I think it has to do with a lot of our problems.
Do you think if that's true? Do you think it's true that women are looking for protection? If they can't find it in a man, they look for it somewhere else, like as far as the government?
I guess it may be maybe some women.
Do you feel like it's a conscious choice for them? That they're looking consciously for that, or that it's just some sort of subconscious, instinctual drive?
It's really hard for me to say, actually, because if I am subconsciously looking for men to protect me, I have not chosen a good selection of men for that. I mean, like, as far as physical features are concerned.
Yeah.
Like, myself, I'm not attracted to, like, big, buff men. And a lot of women, I think that's why they are. They sort of feel like safer around these big men. And all three of my last three boyfriends have all been very small. So if it's a subconscious choice for me, I'm not doing a very good job.
Right. But for other women.
Maybe.
Okay. Want to hear from you, ladies, if you're out there at 800-259-9231. Maybe, certainly, because most people didn't start with the liberty viewpoint. They kind of were indoctrinated in whatever their parents' viewpoint was and went from there. So I wonder what the path was like. How is it different getting on the path of liberty as a woman than it is as a man, if it is different at all? And Julia, I don't know if asking you these is really even
worthwhile. Yeah, I was just
going to
say that I'm not sure that my opinion really, like, I can't really speak for other women. I can speak for myself, but I happen to have some, like, not stereotypical, like, women thoughts. Like, children, I don't like children, so I don't want children, so I don't have any sort of motherly, like, let's protect people thing. And
maybe that's why you're here now with this particular perspective. Maybe that's why you, at age 25 now, are a liberty-minded person.
Perhaps.
Let's continue with Brainwashed Call. He's got a little more to say.
With a lot of our problems, and I don't mean to say that we need to, like, start dragging chicks by their hair, But, I mean, I think it does stand a, it does seem to be, like, something that's an issue. I don't know. I just think it's a topic that's never really discussed. I mean, without sounding, like, chauvinistic or whatever, I mean, I do think that women in their ideas of like, controlling and protecting and all that, I mean, it just seems like there's more to it. So if it could be discussed, that'd be great. Right on.
I'd also like to, because you pointed out the controlling thing, and there certainly are a million controlling women out there, but there's also some pretty controlling men as well, with the whole
sure.
like, dominance thing. So
yeah, I was going to say that as well. Yeah.
Make me dinner, woman.
Yeah.
Well, men and women can both be pretty manipulative.
Sure.
Yeah. And controlling.
And some men like to be dominated.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're doing the Christmas edition of the program here. I mean, that was pretty much his only point, and he kind of repeated it twice in the call.
But he sounded kind of...
He did sound misogynistic.
He was very vague. Didn't really go into too many specifics.
It's like
and
women, like, they're, like, controlling and...
Wow, that sounds just like him.
I'm great at doing impressions.
So I don't know. I don't really feel like there's much else to say on that. I think that, I guess maybe the next place to go on the women and liberty topic is how to get more women in the movement. I know that the ladies over at the Ladies of Liberty Alliance are diligently working on that now, and I think that's great news. IamLola.org is where you can go to learn more about them. If you are one of our lady listeners, and I'm pretty sure they accept male members as well, as far as, you know, if you guys want to give them some money, they certainly won't turn it down. In
ladies
fact,
will never turn down your money.
They will accept it for their calendar, too, which I highly recommend over at IamLola.org. Julie, are we going to get you in that calendar one of these?
I don't know. I don't know what you could write about me, though. That's the problem.
I think you would have to write it yourself.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure that all the things...
No, that's definitely not happening.
Pretty sure that all of the paragraphs, each calendar page has photos of a... lady, and then a couple paragraphs about them, and I believe it was self-written.
I'm not good about writing stuff like that. My biography is probably the shortest one on the Free Talk Live page.
On the Free Talk Live about page, yeah.
And I don't think I wrote it.
It wasn't easy to get that written. It was a little like pulling teeth.
I never liked writing stuff about myself.
Yeah, that's why somebody actually called last night on the soapbox and asked why Mark and I wouldn't go into a calendar. Mark probably would.
Mark would.
He wasn't here to answer that question. But same reason, I'm just not interested in aggrandizing myself in that way. Thanks for the invitation, but no thanks. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. All right, so coming up, we'll talk about the atheist situation because, well, earlier this week, an atheist was offended by a religious display, and now it turns out a religious person has been offended by an atheist display. We'll get to the details here, and you are welcome to bring up whatever's on your mind, whether you want to talk about ladies and liberty or completely change the topic. Christmas Day edition, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy.
That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's give real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the chat room. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with other listeners of ours. Best time is during the show. Actually, haven't gone in there yet tonight, but last night it was hopping for Christmas Eve. So chat.freetalklive.com. Enjoy that. It's on us. Plus, you also should enjoy Manchester Brewing if you can get your hands on it. Head over to manchesterbrewing.com, and you'll find out that at Manchester Brewing, their prayer warriors are standing by 24/7, ready to intercede with Lord Elvis on your behalf. That's manchesterbrewing.com.
What?
You don't get that?
Lord Elvis?
You don't know who Lord Elvis is?
I know who Elvis is.
Yeah, Lord Elvis.
Like the king?
I guess.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like it.
Okay.
It's Manchester Brewing. Go to manchesterbrewing.com. Maybe you can learn more.
It is great beer.
It is darn good beer. I have created a habit of Manchester Brewing, actually.
Our little alky.
Yeah. Springfield, Illinois, CBS News reporting that a conservative activist and Illinois comptroller candidate was escorted from the Illinois State Capitol building Wednesday when he tried to remove a sign put up by an atheist group. William Kelly announced Tuesday that he planned to take down the sign put up by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and on Wednesday he tried to make good on his plan. But Kelly said when he turned the sign around so it was face down, the state capitol police were quick to escort him away. Illinois Secretary of State's office spokeswoman, whoever, said that he was escorted from the rotunda by the state capitol police, who briefly detained him, wrote an incident report, and then directed him to leave the building. It doesn't matter how we feel about the message on a display. Our obligation is to protect the property within the state capitol building, and we would do the same for any other display. But Kelly called the sign hate speech, and he said he doesn't believe that it's appropriate for a sign that mocks religion to be placed next to a Christmas tree and also near a nativity scene.
My religion and holiday is number one, and anything else is mean.
My God can beat up your God.
Kelly said, I don't think the state of Illinois has any business denigrating or mocking any religion. And I think that's what the verbiage on the sign was doing. The sign reads as follows. At the time of the winter solstice, let reason prevail. There are no gods, no devils, no angels, no heaven or hell. There is only our natural world. Religion is just a myth and superstition that hardens hearts and enslaves minds. So
hateful.
That's what he was offended about. Now, the sign was also on display at the Capitol at this same time last year. The group says it filed for a permit to post the display in response to the state's decision to put up the nativity. But Kelly said he believes the problem is not only the verbiage of the sign, but also its proximity to the Christmas tree. The fact that a sign was immediately in front of the tree, I found to be disturbing because any family and any child would run up to that tree with a smile on their face. And then they would...
family and any child.
Yeah, because all of them are the same.
Every single child and family out there loves Christmas.
Which is silly nonsense, of course.
Absolutely.
So he continues. He said, then they would immediately see that sign. Kelly Bennett.
And self-destruct?
Kelly said, that he had been advised not to return to the state capitol for the rest of the day on Wednesday. So this is a state government bureaucrat. This is, he's a candidate. He's not actually a bureaucrat. He's a comptroller candidate who got very, very upset. And so there's no way to really make them happy unless their religion is the only religion that is allowed to be promoted. If they can't have their Christmas tree and have nothing nearby it, if they can't have their manger
then
scene...
Then you're being mean, and you're right. Being hateful.
Yeah.
We're actually... There's this lady who works for us at work, and she insists on saying Merry Christmas to all the customers.
She said it to me.
Yeah. And it's some of our managers there have said to her, you know, like, just could you not say anything? Because truthfully, like, we're in the business, the service business. We run into all kinds of people, and maybe it's... You know, it's not really a good idea to just be instigating. Of some people get offended about stuff like that. And if you just don't say anything, if they say it to you, you can say you too.
What about happy holidays? Can you say that, or is that offensive?
You can say whatever. Everything offends somebody.
Oh, yeah. Some
people are offended by happy holidays. Some people are offended by Merry Christmas.
I see.
My point is that Jewish people do not run around saying Happy Hanukkah, Happy Hanukkah to everybody because they realize that not everybody celebrates their holiday. And
right.
That's what bothers me about it. I don't actually care. I don't celebrate Christmas myself, but I don't care that other people do. But it's just this snobbery, this my holiday is the best, and since I like it, and most people do, everyone should have to like be a part of it.
I would run into a lot of that when I was out on my job. Customers would always tell me, you know, Merry Christmas. And, I have to be nice. I'm in a service industry. I just say, you know, okay, thanks, you too. But if I knew them, I'd jokingly say, okay, Happy Festivus.
It used to bug me back when I was an atheist. It used to bug me when people would say Merry Christmas to me. Now it's just like, whatever. I'll say it back. I'll say if somebody says Happy Holidays, I'll say Happy Holidays back. If it's Merry Christmas, I'll say Merry Christmas back.
I'd say me too, or you too. That's what
sometimes
I say
you too, when I don't
and
feel
I don't
like
actually
it.
Care, but I just can't imagine coming from the position of being, you know what I mean, being saying, hey, maybe you shouldn't really say this just because we're helping customers here. It's not really our job to be wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and being so like in your face about Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, that like, no, I'm saying Merry Christmas to every single person I meet. And that's that. Like, who cares?
Yeah, it's a little obnoxious.
Yeah.
And I understand that it's not her I don't think it's her intention to be obnoxious. I think it's probably her intention
knowing
to...
Knowing her, it probably is her intention
really?
To be obnoxious, yes.
Okay. Well, it could be an intention to just brighten everyone's day. You know, wishing them a Merry Christmas is a happy thing. Christmas is a happy time, and they couldn't imagine why anyone would not want to be wished a Merry Christmas, I guess. That's, you know, could be kind of the naive approach.
I get that all the time, actually. When I tell people that I don't celebrate Christmas, the first thing they ask me is, are you Jewish? And I'm not. I'm an atheist. And then,
are you gay?
No, are you Jewish is what they say. And then when I tell them I'm an atheist, they get confused. Like, oh, you're an atheist, so why don't you celebrate Christmas? And
that confuses them?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if I was Hindu, I wouldn't celebrate Christmas.
And for me, celebrating Christmas, okay, I'm of the opinion that Christmas in America, for most people, has nothing to do with Christ and everything to do with presents
yeah.
and dinner
and getting around family and all those things that we as Americans sure. associate with Christmas. So for me, choosing not to participate in the traditional Christmas activities has nothing to do with religion at all. I celebrated Christmas for several years while I was an atheist, and eventually I just got tired of handing $20 bills in a circle.
Right, right. It has to do with rejecting what you consider a silly tradition, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's very commercialized nowadays. And even Santa Claus, who's based on the Catholic saint, Saint Nicholas, is very far from his origins. Originally, he was just, you know, a kind man who would do generous things for people who were really in need. And now he's mixed with the pagan god Odin from the Norse gods and become this, you know, magical, fat, jolly guy who flies around and gives kids presents.
Well, speaking of paganism, we were talking last night, Josh and I were talking about the pagan roots of Christmas
right.
and how, the, you know, essentially they ripped it off. The Christians ripped off Christmas from
in order
pagans.
To convert people to their religion.
Right. Yep. Wait,
Easter.
The Christians ripped off Halloween?
Oh, yeah. It was an Irish holiday when they believed that the...
Most Christians are afraid of Halloween.
They believed that the souls of the dead, or the Irish, this is, that the souls of the dead would re-enter this realm on... November 1st, or the night between October 31st uh-huh. and November 1st. And so when the Catholic Church was trying to convert Ireland, they made it All Souls Eve, and then the next day was All Souls Day.
I see.
Yeah, and then who knows how it got to give kids candy, but...
Well, certainly there are Christians today that do not think there's anything Christian at all about Halloween. So I wouldn't say they were too successful on that particular takeover. I mean, there are the Christians that will run the hell houses and things like that, and they'll try to capitalize on Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's probably what it was back then. It was just incorporating customs of local areas where there were still pagans. And,
so they could try to relate to them
yeah,
and bring
yeah.
them into the fold.
Exactly.
And get their 10%. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The story's not done here about what's going on in there in Illinois with the signage that was very offensive to one man who actually went up to attempt to remove the sign or at the very least turn it over, and he was escorted away by the state police. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You're welcome to share your stories about, you know, maybe you've been, have you been offended this holiday season? Do you think that people shouldn't take offense to the Merry Christmas? What are your thoughts at 800-259-9231, or bring up whatever's on your mind? It's the Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by consumers. Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller than 1 year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Oh, okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh, my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Christmas Day edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Maybe you got some extra cash today because of the Christmas holiday, and you ended up on top instead of just, as you were saying, Julia, trading around $20 gift cards. If you ended up on top, you got some extra cash to spend, head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com and get rid of it. You can get all kinds of stuff there. Dozens of categories in which you can shop. Plus, you can even buy used items if you need to save a little bit of cash. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and feel good because you're getting likely a great deal. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of brand new items. And Free Talk Live will benefit when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. We can pick up the signage issue here again in a moment because there's more to say about it. Plus, there's actually an update on a story we did earlier this week that we were talking about before with the star and the angel being removed from a government Christmas tree. There's a new development in that case. So we're going to get back to that. But first, let's go to Stephanie, ladies first, on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Stephanie in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I heard you guys all discussing the issue of women hating women before, and sort of I heard the sentiment that, like, some women get really catty and competitive and sort of bitchy, I guess, for lack of a better word. And I was just kind of calling to share some thoughts on that.
Please do.
And I think those qualities, like, really sort of stem from insecurity and, like, bad self-esteem. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, sort of like you have to blow out somebody else's candle to make yours seem like it's glowing brighter.
Yeah, exactly. And in my personal experience, like, I've probably known a couple of women who I could say were like that, but I found that the best way to deal with it is to sort of go out of my way to make them feel comfortable and make them feel like I'm not a threat to them. And I guess the way that I like to do that is just, you know, smile at them, talk to them. Like, if they're with their, you know, boyfriend or something, you know, you can talk to them and look at them and sort of shake their hand first and don't say anything that could be interpreted as flirting with their boyfriend or, like, trying to steal him away. And eventually I find that they sort of become a lot more comfortable and they're a lot nicer to be around. Have you ever had any experiences like that?
Probably a question for you, Julia, I imagine.
Sure, I have. I have a friend at work who I would probably say is my closest girlfriend, and we can talk about stuff that girls might talk about, and I can kind of relate to her, and she has a very similar lifestyle as I do, but we don't really spend a lot of time hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that tends to change as you get older. I mean, some girls spend more time with their boyfriends and things like that. When I think back to when I had friends, really close friends that were girls, I mean, it was just like, you know, a gaggle of girls in eighth grade, that kind of a situation, which mm-hmm. is totally different when you're an adult. But I just find that as far as getting really close to one and wanting to spend all kinds of time and like that best friend crap, I'm not interested.
I think, Stephanie, what you said about the insecurity thing was very interesting. I think that a lot of people, just men and women, are probably pretty insecure about themselves.
Oh, yeah.
But would you say that it comes?
Yeah.
Would you say that it comes from this kind of cultural story that that a lot of Americans tell themselves and pass down to their daughters? You know, this idea that I mean, I know that Julia, when you were growing up, that your aunt would try to foist makeup kits on you, and you know, it's kind of this idea that you're never pretty enough, and that you know, there's always got to be something else to change on the outside about yourself in order to attract a man and that kind of thing. Does that contribute to the insecurity?
Probably.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think so too.
So how do you combat that? I mean, is it just something that you just have to change in your own life about coming to terms with who you are and appreciating yourself and not thinking that you're deficient and then just kind of just passing that on to your kids if you have them and just really just being concerned with your own little world?
I think that change absolutely has to come from within yourself, and some of it probably comes with age. Like, I noticed that some of the older women, like some women, lose that insecurity with age when they just realize that, hey, I'm a good person regardless of, you know, how I look. This is how I look, and it's not going to change or whatever.
Mm.
Or I shouldn't feel threatened by other women because I'm cool and I have value as a person. And some of that just happens over time, but some of it happens when people, you know, develop their own talents and pursue their own interests and just sort of do things that improve them. Their own confidence as a person.
I think that's probably a pretty apt statement. But wouldn't it be nice if those lessons could be taught at an earlier age? You know, at 10 or something like that, or you know, younger than that, and get those lessons in the beginning. That way, these girls don't spend their teenage years fussing about their hair and their makeup, and maybe could actually focus more on themselves as far as their, you know, their who they are on the inside.
Well, sometimes stuff like that really has to come from the inside. It can't necessarily be taught. It's just something you have to learn for yourself, I think.
Yeah, but if you have people that are encouraging you in that direction, as opposed to buying makeup kits and telling you, hey, you need to look pretty.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's a pretty big difference.
Help.
Yeah.
Yeah. To a certain extent. Oh, sorry.
No, you go first.
To a certain extent, too, I think the government schools play a big role in that, like fostering these cliques of girls that are constantly trying to compete against each other and be like the prettiest and the thinnest and the cheerleaders and the ones that get all the guys. And,
the
you know, those things can be pretty damaging to people's self-esteem when they're constantly picked on at school and things like that. I mean, I guess bullying goes on and kids teasing other kids, like,
sure.
Happens anywhere, but it seems like it's particularly bad in the government schools.
It definitely is. I'd say that my self-esteem probably would have been higher at a younger age if I'd been homeschooled, let's say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just
yeah.
a completely
and if you
different
had the chance... Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Well, if you had had the chance to pursue, like, all kinds of different interests and find your passions in life at a really early age, who knows what that could have done for anyone's self-esteem.
Absolutely. So a lot of the damage, then, that is being done to, and we're talking about young women here, but there's certainly plenty of damage that's done to young men as well, but a lot of the damage being done to American youth as far as their vision of themselves and their level of comfort with who they are is being done because of the institutional structures that they're being forced into.
Yeah, I think so.
So, Stephanie, any other thoughts you wanted to share?
I think that was it.
Great. Well, thanks for calling in here tonight on the Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, good night. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We are really here. It really is Christmas Day, and we're really taking your phone calls, if you make them, about absolutely anything at 800-259-9231. And I guess I wonder, what's it, Julia, were you ever bullied as a young girl? I mean, that seems to be more like a guy thing, but does it happen a lot?
Well, I wouldn't say it's really a bullying thing, and I mean, I'm not even sure if it was necessarily a vocal thing, but there certainly was a competition between gaggles of girls, and I mean, it was there, and I can remember a time when I had really, really, really low self-esteem as a young girl.
I seem to remember an occasion when you fist fought one of your friends in front of a subway.
Really?
In high school.
Oh, yeah.
What's that all about? what was it about?
A guy.
Oh, so you're fighting over a boy?
Yeah. My boy.
Yeah.
I taught her.
Did you really?
Yeah, wasn't she trying to, like, slap you, and decking her in the face?
Yeah, I, like, pushed her up against a wall and punched her in the face, and then she was, like, trying to slap me, and then it got broken up.
Yeah. That's brutal.
Yeah.
All right, so you're welcome to add into this discussion here at 800-259-9231. I think that the homeschooling solution is a good one, Julia, because then you're able to explore your own horizons. You know, if you're doing the unschooled approach, which I think sounds the most interesting to me, the idea that you basically just give the kids a very basic level of reading and math, things that they'll need to know to learn other things on their own, and then they just kind of go out and they do their own thing. Yeah. But if you're doing a homeschool group, you can select the other people that you interact with. Whereas with the government school, they're just throwing everyone in together, and they use the excuse of, well, it's good for socializing. Well,
yeah, is it good for socializing to put together a bunch of kids who, like, are mean to each other and don't like each other and then force them to spend their entire school career together?
I was terrible at socializing in government school, so obviously it's not working.
I finally got better at it. Maybe in my junior and senior year of high school, I became a little more. The click started to go away a little bit at that point, and things got better there. But in my real world social life, I can choose who I associate with. And if I don't like someone, I don't have to be around them, as opposed to the government schools where you're forced into being with people that you otherwise wouldn't want to be with. I don't know if that's beneficial. I don't really think that it is. Oh. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Would love your thoughts on all of this or whatever you want to talk about. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number two is coming up. More signage fury. We'll share that with you in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals in a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.